I'd prefer a traditional wedding.
3.
I just returned from my best friend's wedding. It was a drive-up wedding. They wore traditional clothes, but they never even got out of the car.
I've never heard of a drive-up wedding. Why did they choose that kind of ceremony?
Well, they didn't have a lot of money to spend, but they wanted to remember the day forever. It was certainly different.
That's so funny. I'd love to have a drive-up wedding.
Well, it was fun, but I'd rather have a big wedding.
4.
So how was that wedding you went to last weekend?
It was interesting and very unusual. The couple and all the guests dressed in jeans and cowboy hats, and we all rode on horses to a waterfall.
Really? Why did they want to do that?
Well, the bride and groom love horses, and they had their first date at that waterfall. It was very romantic.
So what happened?
We all met at the riding club and rode to the waterfall. They had the wedding ceremony there with the bride, the groom, and everyone else on horses. It was really fun, although the horses and the waterfall were so noisy that I couldn't hear the couple when they said their vows. After that, we all rode back to the clubhouse for a reception. A band was there playing country music. We danced all night.
It sounds like fun, but I'd prefer a more traditional wedding. I can't ride a horse.
3. Listen and understand. 1.
I just got back from my sister's wedding. She got married in Bali.
Really? Why did she get married there?
Well, that's where she and her husband met. So they wanted a Balinese wedding. It was on a beach. It was really wonderful.
Wow, I would love a wedding like that.
Yeah, they both wore traditional Balinese costumes and looked really beautiful. The ceremony started with everyone gathering around a small temple near the beach. There were some men playing lovely Balinese music. Then after the wedding ceremony, we all walked along the beach and threw flowers over the bride and groom.
Oh, it sounds lovely. I hope you took lots of photographs.
2.
I went to a very unusual wedding the other day.
Really?
Yeah. Two of my friends are really good scuba divers, so they wanted to get married underwater.
You're kidding! How did they do that?
Well, there were about 20 guests, and we were in a glass-bottom boat in a beautiful, quiet bay on the coast. The bride, the groom, and the guy who married them were in wetsuits, and they jumped into the water and swam under the boat. We all watched the ceremony through the glass. It was amazing, because there were beautiful fish swimming around as well. Then, after they were married, we all went to a restaurant near the beach and had a fun party. It was fantastic.
I don't think I'd like to get married underwater.